Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom, family. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, Georgia. Today, family, is the 19th of November 2018. Hey, we're going to be teaching part three. This is The Lord God is One. My lesson title for today is The Lord God is One. I pray everyone has had a chance to review the other lessons we've done prior. We're going to continue with this series. There's a lot involved here, family, and it's a spiritual message, and I pray that you are thinking spiritually. Remember, our battle is not with flesh nor with blood, but with spiritual wickedness in high places, everything that exalts itself against the truth of our Father. So once again, we're going to be getting into our Father's Word. I ask everyone to say a quick prayer with me. Join me in prayer. Father, we gather across the four corners of the earth by Spirit, Father, and we come to you by way of Yahushua, the Spirit, the Mediator, that now connects us back to you. Father, we come singing your praise and giving you thanks. Thanks and praise, thanks and praise. That's what you desire, and obedience. Father, I ask that as we continue this message today, that by your Spirit flowing through me, the people may be able to hear. Father, as your word says, we are the ones through your Spirit that will be rebuilding the new Jerusalem on this earth. In Psalms 102, verse 16, it says, for the Lord will rebuild Zion. He has appeared in his glory. Psalms 69:35 says, for the Father will save Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and possess it. Our Father also says, then, and I want to read all these because these are very helpful to his family as we praise our Father. Jerusalem is built up as a city united together. Psalms 106, verse 47, save us, O Father, our Redeemer, and gather us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your set-apart name, that we may glory in your praise. Isaiah 56, 8, thus declares the Father, who gathers the dispersed of Israel, I will gather to them still others besides those already gathered. When he gives us his word, and now we're becoming this new creature in Yahushua, we are being built a heavenly Jerusalem, a temple for our Father to dwell in on this earth. And it's only by the truth of his word, family, that this can be accomplished. So we're going to continue in teaching today's topic. Like I said, this is part three. The Lord God is one. Remember, we can go in the scriptures. Go back to Isaiah. In Isaiah 43, verses 10 and 11, it reads, before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. This is Isaiah speaking, family. He was inspired by the Spirit of the Father to tell us this. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Am the Lord. And besides me, there is no Savior. So don't find it hard to believe that when we come up with the truth, it's all listed in the Father's Word that, oh, somebody's just making up something to teach. No, this is our Father's Word. Go back to John 8 when he was teaching them at Mount Olive in the synagogue. You know, many of them wanted to stone him. Because they were trying to say that, you know, you saying you God. Listen, we're doing nothing but teaching the truth of our Father's Word. We're going to go into worship today. Worship according to who is supposed to be worshiped. We know that it was given to Moses in the book of Exodus, and we're going to go there. It was given to Moses in the book of Exodus concerning worshiping. Let's go to Exodus 3. I'm going to be reading verses 3 to 6. So Exodus chapter 3, verses 3 through 6. You can read along with me. Make sure you always open up your scriptures, family. That way it's not my word. It's the Father's word we're reading, okay? So don't look at me and say, oh, Georgia said it. I didn't say nothing. I'm just going to read his word. So when we go to Exodus 3, verse 3 reads, and Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he, which is Moses, turned aside to see, the Father called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet. On thou standest is holy ground. Now, I'm reading it just like it is because I'm going to tie it in later. Pay attention. He's telling Moses, after Moses saw this vision, this sight of a bush that wouldn't burn, and he wanted to draw near to it to take a look at it and see what is this all about. The Father found pleasure in that. When he saw that Moses wanted to turn aside to see this burning bush, he called out to Moses. And Moses says, here I am. And the Father says, draw not nigh hither. Don't come yet until you put off the shoes from off thy feet. For the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. It's set apart ground. Moreover, he said, this is the Father speaking to Moses, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Now we know we can go to John 8, when the scribes and the Pharisees were talking with Jesus, okay, the Lord, when they were talking with him, he said, Abraham rejoiced to see my coming. You know, and they were saying, what, thou art older than our father Abraham? But you just, you know, you're just a young man. You older than Abraham, our father? And Jesus knew at that point that they had no spiritual understanding. They didn't have no spiritual understanding to understand what he was saying to them, although they had five books of Moses. They had the law and everything given to them. They knew about Isaiah, Jeremiah, who all spoke these same things. There is no other God, okay? There's only one. They all knew this. So right here in Exodus, it shows us that when Moses wanted to see this great sight in the bush, the Father called him near. But don't come near till you take the shoes off your feet, because the place where you're standing is set apart. It's holy. Moreover, he lets Moses know, I'm the God. I'm the father of your father, of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. It says, and Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. So he was going there at that point when he understood who he was seeing. He was worshiping the Father at that point. Let's go to Deuteronomy 6, verses 2 and 4, or 2 through 4. It tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 2 and 4, the Father has given Moses understanding. Pay attention to what he says. Verse 2, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy sons, their children, and thy sons' sons, and your generations after that. Remember, sons are speaking of children. So every generation must remember this so that they can fear the Father, have respect for the Father, understand who the Father is, obey the Father. He says, and thy sons' sons all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, that ye may increase mightily, as the Father, or as the Lord God of thy father has promised thee, in the land that flows with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. He's letting you know, just like Yahushua said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. You said, showest thou me the Father. But if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. It was a spiritual thing, because we're talking about spirits. Jesus was the vessel made just like his brethren through conception of a man and woman. In his case, it was Mary and Joseph. That's why Mary said, blessed am I above all women, because the Father never came by way of any other woman. That's it. He came, okay, in the physical, walked upon the earth, okay? It's a spiritual understanding. It's not a flesh understanding. So the people are going to acknowledge what the prophets already knew. They spoke of it many times. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Now, we're talking about worship. Let's go to Exodus 34:14. Exodus 34, verse 14. When Moses was giving the people the understanding, here's what he told them. Verse 14. For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. So the commandment was, well, you ain't going to worship anybody else but me. Just like an ox knows who his owner is and a master knows where his crib is, my people, they should consider. They should not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. They should know who their Father is. Jesus said, lo, I come in the volume of the book is written of me. And David spoke the same things prior to Jesus ever being that word that was with the Father in the beginning that manifested in the flesh and dwelt among us. He said the same thing. Lo, I come in the volume of the book is written of me. So when we go all over with the I am, right here he's known in Exodus 34 as I am a jealous God. Okay? I am the light. I am the way. I am the truth. I am that river that floweth with living water. For I am that I am, because he's all things in one. I pray y'all get this. Now we're going to kind of tie in what we just read, when we read worship from Exodus 3, verses 3 and 6, where Moses saw this burning bush. Same thing is said right here in, we'll go to Joshua. Go to Joshua 5, Joshua chapter 5. We'll be reading verses 13 and 15. You're going to hear the same thing repeated when Joshua met up with the Father. Here we go. Joshua 5, verses 13 through 15. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? Now remember, this is when he was getting ready. Joshua was getting ready to conquer. Joshua saw a man. And this man, well, he was not Jesus, as many in the new covenant would know him to be. And he was not Melchizedek, which Abraham knew him to be. He was not Michael, the angel that helped Gabriel during Daniel's time. But this time, he was in the form of a man, a soldier, okay? A soldier. Who fights for Israel? Can you tell me if you know? There's only one person who will fight for his people, and that is God. That is Jesus. That is the mediator. That is the spirit, because we're not fighting a physical battle. So don't look at the physical bodies of these people who pop up in scripture, because our God, Lord, is one. It says that Joshua, when it came to pass, when he was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? And this man said, Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship, and said unto him, What saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoes from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. Now, some people are going to say, well, I don't get it. I don't get it. And, you know, I understand why you don't get it, because if you're not truly seeking the Father, you will never get the spiritual understanding. You will never understand what is by spirit. You can't compare spiritual things with carnal things. It just won't do. Our Father is a spirit, and the true worshipers must worship him in spirit and truth. When the people are rebellious, Isaiah said, give them eyes that even though they physically can see, spiritually they can't see. Give them ears, although they can hear the word being read and spoken, they can't hear the truth. Their mind has not been renewed. Their heart has not been circumcised. But for those who can hear, it was meant for you to hear, the ones who can see, because the Father has taken those scales off your eyes. You've become a new creature in the Father. And what you may be learning is not what you've ever heard before or what's been taught in church, but it's the Father's word nonetheless. Our Father's a spirit. His ways are not our ways. Let's go a little deeper here. When we look at the situation, just as Moses wanted to go to the burning bush, but as before, he was not allowed to enter into the land, the ground, where the bush was burning, because the Father said to him, Draw not nigh hither. Put off the shoes of thy feet, for the place wherein thou standest is holy ground. And we know, talking to Moses was this spirit in the new covenant known as Jesus. In the old covenant known as Melchizedek, in the book of Daniel, Michael helped him out. Don't look at the vessel. Understand the spiritual things. That's why Yeshua told Philip, you said it suffice if I show you the Father, but if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. We're talking spiritual things. Remember, the kingdom cometh with not observation. Everything you're going to be taught now, you got to renew your mind. Stop thinking of the physical and start thinking of the spiritual. So after the Father told Moses to take the shoes off his feet because the ground whereon he's standing is set apart ground, he told Moses, I am God. I'm the same God yesterday, today, and forever. I'm the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, and the God of Isaac. And it said Moses understood because he hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. We talk about the same entity in many forms that he presented himself. When he presented himself to me, he presented himself to me. It looked like nothing I would have ever thought he looked. And this was only by dream. I was in a dream state. I told you guys this before. When I was in a dream state, he spoke with me, called me by name. I still hear him waking me up this week 3 times by name to give this word. Prayfully, you hear it too. Prayfully, you hear it too. Now, we compared Moses. When he went to look upon the Father, I'm going to go to Joshua one more time. Because, see, Joshua, he saw a man, someone in the flesh, and he thought it was a person, a soldier. He didn't know if it was a soldier for Israel or a soldier for Jericho. So Joshua looks over and sees this man over against him with a sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to this man, and he said, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? This man that Joshua saw, which we know was our Father in the flesh form, manifesting himself in the flesh. This man says, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I come. Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship, and said unto him, what saidest my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loosen thy shoes from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. Joshua did it. And many times you read in the scripture that the Father tells us we're going to worship no other God but him. But many of us don't put two and two together. We don't understand what's being said. Nothing has changed from old covenant to new covenant. But old covenant was a flesh message so that you can understand when the Father manifested in the flesh his word by spirit. It's always been a spiritual message. You can go to Old Covenant. The people were always told to circumcise their heart. He gave them rituals and things that they couldn't keep in the flesh, because we know the flesh is weak, but the spirit is strong. So right now, we should be building this new Jerusalem, which is us, because we are the temples for the Father to dwell in. This is our time to do the Father's will. We are vessels fitted for his use. But you got to know the truth so you can be set free. Because the adversary, his job is to stop you. Stop you and block you from achieving the Father's purpose. All right, family, I pray y'all understand this. I'll go a little bit further. Let me just check out my time, because we only have, I got 7 minutes left. Hey, Shabbat Shalom, all you that are listening live, because I see you. Welcome, welcome. I just want to thank everyone, because many of you have been providing me with things that I need for my body, for my health, as far as I get sick up here. I have sinus problems. You know who you are. I just want to thank you for what you have provided me, the brothers and sisters who have given love offerings so I'm able to sustain myself and this ministry. I do want to point that out. And I ask the Father to continue blessing each and every one of you and watching over you. Okay? Bless you with his word. Bless you with his understanding. Bless your families when you go out of the storehouses and when you come back in. Bless you, bless you, bless you. All those who are the sound of my voice who hear, I always pray every day that the Father gives you the same blessings that his word proclaims that I know I receive. I thank the Father for each and every one of you. All right, let me go back to my lesson. I just want to say that. Now, if you go to John 6, verses 44 through 46, I'm going to read it. It reads, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. They shall all be taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Not that any man, think of the word man as flesh. That's what that word is talking about. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of the Father. He has seen the Father. Now, right here, and let me just click on this link. I have pop-ups all throughout my lessons, and I'm going to open up these Bible lessons to you guys, family. I was blocked off the internet for a little while, but I'm back on. So we're going to go to the Strong Concordance to look up a word real quick. Okay, we're going to go to, just look up a word real quick. The word is of God. It says, and they shall be all taught of God. When we go to verse 46, it says, not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God. So I want to look that up. When you go to the Strong Concordance, it's Greek 3588. That word, the outline of biblical usage, it says this, that, these. Only significant renderings other than that counted. when you go to how many times that word is translated into other ways but meaning the same thing, you will see that the word the Son of God is the Son. I don't know if you're getting it. It says, and they shall be all taught of God. Well, what is of God? That is the Son. That is Jesus, Emmanuel, God dwelling with us, God in the flesh. All right, I want to take you guys there. Let's go to John 5:23. It reads, that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father, which has sent him. So if God the Father and God the Son is unity, because they're by spirit, remember, one big spirit takes a portion of himself and set Yahushua so that God can dwell among us. It's not that really, really hard to see, but I wanted to go in. Family, there's so much I want to go into, and I don't want to kind of like break it up because you're going to lose the context, the understanding. Just remember, I'm going to take you guys a couple places here, just so you know. These are scriptures. These are scriptures for our understanding. Don't let nobody lie to you or pervert the word, as Paul said, and not give you the true understanding of our Father. In Ephesians 4, verses 4 and 6, it reads, one body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. We know that it was the Father's Spirit that produced what we know as Jesus. It was the Father's Spirit that we know produced Melchizedek. It was the Father's Spirit that is that captain of hosts that we can read about in Daniel's prophecy, as well as when Joshua was getting ready to conquer Jericho, the captain of the host, which was a man in form, in the physical, so Joshua could interact with him. That spirit was God. He's one and all in his children. Not everybody got the Spirit of the Most High. Not everybody has it. So when he talks about in the book of Psalms that he's going to rebuild that city, that new Jerusalem, right here on this earth, and his spirit is what is dwelling in the temple on this earth. But we have to renew our mind to the truth of what all this is speaking of. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. We're not talking about all. We're not talking about all everybody in the world. We're talking about those spirits that received the Spirit and became living spirits in the book of Genesis chapter 2 that were put in a set-apart location known as what? Garden of Eden or the New Jerusalem, the land of milk and honey. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creations, because his Spirit was first given to Jesus. He was the Word. That's Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. That was Jesus. Colossians 1, 15. Family, I'm getting ready to let go because I probably will be kicked off the internet anytime soon. And I'm going to come back to you because we got so much more. You see, you're going to believe in the truth here. We will believe in the truth. Anything short from the truth is a lie. We leave those up to those who are under the prince of the power of the air. We believe in our Father's truth by spirit. So I thank everyone for joining me today, and I just lifted my hands. I praise the Father for each and every one of you and ask for a blessing so that we can further have our eyes open and our hearts renewed back to him. Thank you, Father, in Yahushua's name I pray. Shalom, family.